Numbers, chapter 33. These are the journeys of the children of Israel, when they went forth out of the land of Egypt by their hosts under the hand of Moses and Aaron. Moses wrote their goings out according to their journeys by the commandment of Yahweh, and these are their journeys according to their goings out. They journeyed from Ramesses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the next day after the Passover. The children of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians, while the Egyptians were bearing all their firstborn, whom Yahweh had struck among them, on their gods also Yahweh executed judgments. The children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses, and encamped in Succoth. They journeyed from Succoth, and encamped in Etham, which is in the edge of the wilderness. They journeyed from Etham, and turned back to Pihahiroth, which is before Baal-zephon, and they encamped before Migdol. They journeyed from before Hahiroth, and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness, and they went 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham, and encamped in Marah. They journeyed from Marah, and came to Elim, and in Elim were 12 springs of water, and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there. They journeyed from Elim, and encamped by the Red Sea. They journeyed from the Red Sea, and encamped in the wilderness of Sin. They journeyed from the wilderness of Sin, and encamped in Dophker. They journeyed from Dophker, and encamped in Alush. They journeyed from Alush, and encamped in Rephidim, where was no water for the people to drink. They journeyed from Rephidim, and encamped in the wilderness of Sinai. They journeyed from the wilderness of Sinai, and encamped in Kibroth Hattaavar. They journeyed from Kibroth Hattaavar, and encamped in Hazeroth. They journeyed from Hazeroth, and encamped in Rithma. They journeyed from Rithma, and encamped in Rimmon Perez. They journeyed from Rimmon Perez, and encamped in Libna. They journeyed from Libna, and encamped in Risser. They journeyed from Risser, and encamped in Kehelathar. They journeyed from Kehelathar, and encamped in Mount Shepher. They journeyed from Mount Shepher, and encamped in Haradur. They journeyed from Haradur, and encamped in Machaloth. They journeyed from Machaloth, and encamped in Tahath. They journeyed from Tahath, and encamped in Terah. They journeyed from Terah, and encamped in Mithka. They journeyed from Mithka, and encamped in Hashmoner. They journeyed from Hashmoner, and encamped in Moseroth. They journeyed from Moseroth, and encamped in Benijarkin. They journeyed from Benijarkin, and encamped in Hor-Haggidgad. They journeyed from Hor-Haggidgad, and encamped in Jotbathar. They journeyed from Jotbathar, and encamped in Abronner. They journeyed from Abronner, and encamped in Ezion-Geber. They journeyed from Ezion-Geber, and encamped in the wilderness of Sin, the same as Kadesh. They journeyed from Kadesh, and encamped in Mount Hor, in the edge of the land of Edom. Aaron the priest went up into Mount Hor at the commandment of Yahweh, and died there, in the 40th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the 5th month, on the 1st day of the month. Aaron was 123 years old when he died in Mount Hor. The Canaanite, the kin of Arad, who lived in the south in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the children of Israel. They journeyed from Mount Hor, and encamped in Zalmanah. They journeyed from Zalmanah, and encamped in Pannon. They journeyed from Pannon, and encamped in Oboth. They journeyed from Oboth, and encamped in Ai-Barim in the border of Moab. They journeyed from Aim, and encamped in Dibon-Gad. They journeyed from Dibon-Gad, and encamped in Almon-Diblathaim. They journeyed from Almon-Diblathaim, and encamped in the mountains of Abarim, before Nebo. They journeyed from the mountains of Abarim, and encamped in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. They encamped by the Jordan, from Beth-Jeshimoth even to Abel-Shittim in the plains of Moab. Yahweh spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and tell them, when you pass over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their figured stones, and destroy all their molten images, and demolish all their high places, and you shall take possession of the land, and dwell therein, for to you have I given the land to possess it. You shall inherit the land by lot according to your families, to the more you shall give the more inheritance, and to the fewer you shall give the less inheritance, wherever the lot falls to any man, that shall be his, according to the tribes of your fathers shall you inherit. But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then shall those who you let remain of them be as pricks in your eyes, and as thorns in your sides, and they shall vex you in the land in which you dwell. It shall happen that, as I thought to do to them, so will I do to you."